Did you break them apart and put them back together, kind of wire them back up, or did you just see what made them work? Or,
you know, the kind of the breaking things to figure out what's happening deal. It's something that I'm a proponent of, but I really haven't done as much of it as you might think.
Really,
and I think part of that is actually because the world of audio is so mature now, in the sense that it's become so much more commoditized, in that you can almost always just kind of quote unquote go to the store and buy a box that does it, that, you know, you don't really have to build your own gear anymore.
Right.
So this kind of getting into the, you know, tearing stuff down and trying to do more science projects, that's coming up now for me more. But even not, you know, not so much as guys like, say, Tim Hollinger from Floyd Show, who,
right,
you know, like, he knows how to design circuits.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have sort of this basic idea of what a resonant, like, LCR circuit looks like on paper, but I've never actually built one.
Oh.
You know? So, but he has done stuff like that. So,
nice.
So the guys who are, you know, really and truly, quote unquote, old school, you know, who had to build their own boxes because, you know, you couldn't go to Guitar Center and buy a, you know, a bi-amped, fully processed internal DSP powered speaker, you know,
you know, these, oh, yeah,
you know, they built their own amp racks, they built their own boxes.